Good Morning Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
Good morning, 809 News Radio 92.3. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News. Great to have you with us this morning. I appreciate it. If you missed it, we've done a lot today. John, we okay?
I'm going to go home tired.
I know.
I'm like,
it's a
I
lot.
Need a
it's
nap,
a
bro.
We still, I mean, so much going on. All right. Joining us now, Melanie Cormody. She is the managing editor for the Gulf Breeze News. Whenever Lisa Newell is not available for any reason, she always pinch hits and does a great job of it. Melanie, welcome back.
Well, thank you for having me.
Always good to have you. So you've got a, after all the controversy-ish, I guess, surrounding vaccines and Joe Latipo and Bobby Kennedy Jr. And all of it. What do we have locally?
Yeah, so the Gulf Breeze News, we reached out to several local pediatricians to kind of find their take on what their opinion is on all of this. And, it's not surprising to understand that they do have their concerns. A lot of them have actually on their own websites released their own personal statements about, their concerns about what this could mean for the health of children and immunocompromised people as a whole. So it is a personal decision that every family needs to make for themselves, but it sounds like everybody just wants to make sure that they consult with their healthcare providers as well as doing their own research, just kind of making it a whole package as far as their family decision on to vaccinate or not.
Yeah, I mean, the job of a doctor and a pediatrician is to be there to advise you as the expert that none of us are if we haven't had the medical training. Doesn't mean you shouldn't ask them, but it means, at some point you have to make the decision that, I didn't do med school. Maybe they know something. They're aware of things that I'm not aware of. You also, story about the Soundside High School principal. That's the new one, right? That's the one that's in the old flea market location, right?
Yeah, right across from the zoo, the Santa Rosa County School Board, they just had a meeting and they named the Navarre High School principal, Cassie Winfelder. She's going to be the new principal for Soundside High School. People are very excited about it. She's beloved at Navarre High School. She's going to begin work in January 2026. To go ahead and get things off the road. And the new Soundside High School, they're expected to open the doors in August 2026.
Oh, that's great. So who's going to be the principal at Navarre then? Are they going to promote the device or are they going to hire? What are they going to do?
I'm wondering that too. I don't think they've gotten to that file just yet.
Okay, fair enough. Well, it's not till January, so, they do have some time.
Yeah.
The story, we talked about this with Sam Abel on Tuesday, but the city council making a decision to honor the late public works director.
Yes, and I actually heard you talking to Samantha Abel on Tuesday, but I just thought it was worth mentioning again.
Oh, yeah.
Because Thomas Lambert, he was such a wonderful person. The Tiger Point Wastewater Treatment Facility, it is the city's most expensive capital project to date. And, he passed very recently due to his battle with cancer. And he's just had such a great impact on, providing the quality of life that we have, it's not something you really think about, but it's something that you notice when it's not working right, So I think that it's a good thing and it's worth mentioning.
I had the same reaction when Sam told me on Tuesday that on the one hand, I get that a public works director is very proud of this work. The average person seeing a wastewater treatment plant doesn't think, what an honor, like they probably, it's not their reaction, or maybe every once in a while you smell something and they think, well, what? And it actually occurred to me, I wonder if another way to honor him might be almost, I don't know. What I was thinking was like in your water bill, your water purity made possible by the, name, place, water. I don't know. I'm just trying to think of something that would be more, because, wastewater treatment is such an essential civic service. How to convey the honor in a way that would translate to the regular citizen, I guess, was what I was thinking. I don't know. I'm just spitballing, but that's what I was thinking about. Also, I've learned a new abbreviation from you. I've never heard it called this, but there's a HOKO this Friday. What's a HOKO?
Yeah. It's homecoming. Okay. It's homecoming week here in Gulf Breeze. So the Gulf Breeze Dolphins, they'll be playing Washington this weekend. We've got the homecoming court. Their initial pictures were taken. So it's just an American tradition, and everyone's jazzed up for it. So it's always a fun game to go to. So if, you know, you have nothing going on this weekend, I suggest going out and supporting your team.
It's really fun to go to a high school football game. It just is. It's different. If you haven't been to one in a long time, mm-hmm. you know, it's a different kind of thing. You remember your, you know, you can be Uncle Rico. You can show up and celebrate the glory days. But now I got to ask, because you did the segment a couple months ago where we talked about the lingo that the Gen Zers are using and Gen Alphas.
Mm-hmm.
Is HOKO one of those terms that you picked up from your kids?
I think it's an old one, actually. Oh, okay. I think we may have used it whenever I was in high school. I may have just dated myself.
I like to always assume that if I don't know it, then nobody knows it, and apparently I'm super wrong. That happens. All right, Melanie Cormody, she is the managing editor at the Gulf Breeze News. As always, a pleasure to talk to you. Thanks for sitting in today. I appreciate it, and we'll talk to you soon.
All right, see you in the breeze.
And the paper comes out every Thursday. John Pickens has traffic on the fives.
Still rolling accident-free right now, but I'm still seeing those delays on I-10 eastbound between Pine Forest and Highway 29. Through that construction zone, expect about a 10 to 12-minute delay as traffic is just slow and go there. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the five.
Thanks so much, John. If you are thinking about getting new windows for your home, and there's all kinds of reasons you might, not just because one's broken or they're not working right, although that's a perfectly acceptable one, but you also have to think about, you know, storm resilience. Better windows are good storm resilience. Might be that you have, I don't know, obnoxious neighbors. Maybe you don't want to tell them or can't control them, and you'd just like to have a little bit better sound dampening. That's a reason people get better windows. Or you want to save money. You know, the heating and air conditioning bill, one of the ways you lose heat out of your house is, is by the window. So if you don't have good ones, that can be a problem. Well, New South Windows, a relatively new advertiser here on the show. They are located at 6235 North Davis Highway in the corner of the shopping center there with Books A Million and Hobby Lobby. And they have a deal going through Halloween right now, which is 35% off American-made New South Windows. Visit the showroom for premium protection from hurricanes, intruders, noise. Another reason you might get it is for stronger protection against people. Bring your window and door measurements, and photos never hurt. New South proud. Check them out online at newsouthwindow.com.
We're kicking off for the season at Sonny's Barbecue. Whether you're tailgating at the big game or sharing a meal with friends, it's always Sonny's. Enjoy the new fall menu with Maple Barbecue Smoked Turkey Club or Maple Barbecue Pork Burn-Ins. How about some sweet potato waffle fries or even our new pecan pie egg rolls? And don't forget the platter of slow-smoked chicken wings. Come see us at Sonny's with four locations in the News Radio area, Pace, 9th Avenue, Navy Boulevard, and Pine Forest. And remember, it's always Sonny's here.
Visit Pensacola is home for all things Pensacola. I'm Darren Schaefer, CEO of Visit Pensacola. Join us on the Pensacola Expert Panel this week as we discuss what is next for our community.
The fall season in Pensacola is a lot of fun, from the seafood festival, taste of the beach, and so much more. And you'll find out how you won't miss a thing.
Today at 9:30, let us show you the way to beach on News Radio 92.3.
When breaking news hits, we're there to cover it. Fox News, WEAR-TV, News Radio team on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
I'm still young enough to whip your butt, Stallion.
Oh, yeah? Well, how are you going to do that? You taught me everything you know.
Almost everything. You got to remember now, you fight great, but I'm a great fighter, huh?
All right, I got something here that I have not talked about yet. It is all in connection with the, you know, the First Amendment tolerance, Charlie Kirk restraint kind of stuff that we've been talking about. Pam Bondi, the Attorney General of the United States, was the other day, she was on a podcast with Katie Miller talking about hate speech. And I'm trying not to feel much like real concern about where my people are right now, but I'm really concerned about where my people are right now. I'm talking, you know, people on the right, people, conservatives. I do feel like we're losing or have lost our way a lot. If I keep talking about this, I apologize, but I don't hear enough other people saying the stuff that I think we need to be saying right now. And, you know, I have been an admirer of Pam Bondi for a long time. I think she's just completely wrong on this.
There's free speech and then there's hate speech. And there is no place, especially now, especially after what happened to Charlie, in our society.
Do you see more law enforcement going after these groups who are using hate speech and putting cuffs on people so we show them that some action is better than no action?
We will absolutely target you, go after you, if you are targeting anyone with hate speech, anything. And that's across the aisle.
What? But we've always been against the idea of hate speech. I mean, as a concept, we've been against it. Hate speech is a thing from the left. Racially hateful, gender hateful, acronym hateful, anti-Earth hateful. You know? People with disabilities hateful. Whatever the case may be, it's like hate crimes as a concept. I mean, all crimes are hate crimes. There's nobody who's committing the love murder, you know? The love burglary. It's, what are you talking about? So now, if it's deemed to be hate speech, we're going to come after you? Now, if you're talking about violence speech, threat speech, okay, I understand that. That's fine. It's not fine. That stuff can be illegal. But hate speech is going to be a crime that the Department of Justice is going to act on? No. No. Tell people to be better. Tell people to use restraint. Show people a better way. Win the conversation. We've got this so backwards. Again, you can't defend the legacy of Charlie Kirk, who was an advocate for free speech, by restricting speech. You've lost your way, and you're leading us in the wrong direction. 821 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. David Wayne is in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
Well, good morning, Andrew. The Federal Reserve cutting interest rates for the first time in 9 months now. They cut rates by a quarter percentage point on Wednesday. And that, of course, after President Trump has been putting pressure on them to do that for the last several months. Bank of America apparently raising their minimum wage up to $25 an hour and promising to hire 10,000 military veterans over the next 5 years. The company also says they plan to increase hiring from community colleges. Meta unveiling some new smart glasses. They are $800 Ray-Ban display glasses, and they're the company's first consumer-ready smart glasses with a built-in display. CEO Mark Zuckerberg showed them off at an event yesterday. They go on sale September 30th.
All right, very good, David. Thank you so much for the update. 822 on News Radio 92.3. You know what? I have been talking about this letter for 3 days, and I've never read it yet on the air. There was a letter published, or a post, I guess, by a woman named Paige, who was a server at the Texas Roadhouse. And you know the story, estranged wife of the managing partner said some really awful things about Charlie Kirk on social media, and there was this digital lynch mob and basically forced him out. And as far as I know, he's still out, which is unbelievable to me. But I had been very critical of that. And I understand the impulse. I don't understand the action, you know? But, I do. It's you want to do something, and you want to feel vengeance, and you want to use wrath, and you want to do all the things that we're kind of counseled not to do, you know? I actually made a comment yesterday on my Facebook page. I said that the most important time to be cautious about using any form of power is precisely when you have plenty of it and feel very justified in using it. That's when you stop and say, should I? You know, Martin Luther King Jr., in his letter to a Birmingham jail, one of the most important parts of that letter and of his overall philosophy was self-purification. Check your own motives. You know, pray for yourself. Get your life right. Maybe fast a little and pray before you do a thing. For when you have the power and it seems so obvious, that's when we go astray most of the time. That's when we need people around us to say, no, don't do that. Okay, so this letter from Paige, who says she's a server at the Texas Roadhouse. Long post ahead, wow, what a devastating week it's been. Devastating for America, devastating to see the division that a man's death has caused between so many. All I see in front of me is the enemy getting exactly what he wants. Satan's plans have and always will be to steal, kill, and destroy. To bring confusion, to bring division, seeing him win his mission so boldly breaks my heart. My heart is not only breaking for America, but for the small town of Milton, Florida. I walked into Texas Roadhouse today, and it wasn't a normal shift. The heaviness of so many broken hearts was felt in the atmosphere. It's beyond heartbreaking to watch what's happened. A man who started as a busboy more than 20 years ago, who dedicated his entire adult life to one company and worked his way up to become the managing partner of Texas Roadhouse. Just this year, he was honored with the President's Award. Just last week, the CEO visited our store and praised the incredible job he was doing. This wasn't just a job for him. It was his life's work. He poured into his team, gave countless young people their first job, taught work ethic, built community, and made people feel like family when they walked through the doors. He wasn't just running a restaurant. He was building people up and leaving a mark of kindness and leadership on everyone who worked beside him. And yet, after way too many calls to corporate demanding punishment for something he never said, he lost his career. Not because of his own actions, but because of a comment made by his wife on social media. The same man who I have seen cry over one of our fellow roadies passed away. The same man who built a family at Texas Roadhouse and cared for each of us deeply. The same man who always showed up for us, who showed up for me. The Bible's clear. The one who sins is the one who will die. The child will not share the guilt of the parent, nor will the parent share the guilt of the child. Ezekiel 18:20. In God's eyes, every person's accountable for their own choices, and no one should be destroyed for another's words. What's most painful is that many of the same people who made those calls are the same ones who claim to love God, to walk in his ways, and to worship him proudly. Yet mercy was absent here. Judgment was handed out quickly and without compassion. James 2:13 reminds us, judgment without mercy will be shown to anyone who has not been merciful. Mercy triumphs over judgment. This man's life work was undone in a matter of days, not because of failure, because of wrongdoing, because of outrage triumphed over grace. Not because of wrongdoing, but because outrage triumphed over grace. Everyone should be quick to listen, slow to speak, and slow to become angry, because human anger does not produce the righteousness that God desires. James 1:19-21-20. Then Peter came to Jesus and asked, Lord, how many times shall I forgive my brother or sister who sins against me? Up to seven times? Jesus answered, I tell you, not seven times, but 70 times seven times. Matthew 18. It's so hard for me to sit back and think these are the same people who know the same God I do, who have read the same Bible I've read. Jesus sat with the sinners. He called the sinners as they were actively living in sin to be his disciples. He chose to love them anyways, forgive them anyways. When in his last days he was betrayed by many of those same people and forgave them anyways. And that's exactly what I will choose to do for all of my days, to love and to forgive. He loves everyone. No, we don't have to support everyone, but to intentionally cause destruction is most definitely not what we're called to do. If we truly love God, our actions must reflect his heart, mercy, love, justice, compassion, and humility, because one day each of us will stand before him and we will hope he does not judge us as harshly as we have judged others. May this be a reminder that destroying someone's livelihood is not righteousness. True righteousness is showing mercy even when the world demands otherwise. We love you, Matt, and we're rooting for you always. Hashtag ducks fly together. There's also a principle in the Bible of when you have a problem with somebody, go to them privately, then go to them with a couple people for, you know, group support, and then bring it out in public in front of the congregation. Man, it's easy to forget. All of these things, it's easy to forget. When we're angry, when we have power, when we feel the need to do something, when we're fed up, that's exactly the time to stop, pause, pray, reflect, take time, restraint. John Pickens has traffic on the fives.
I can't follow that.
You can follow with traffic.
Okay. All right. Brought to you by Frontier Motors, the only dealer Dave Ramsey recommends in Pensacola. That's Frontier Motors on Beverly Parkway. Not seeing any accidents to let you know about right now. Looks like I-10 eastbound right around the Highway 29 exit is the only area I'm seeing really delays right now. So that's good news on that. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
You know, obviously a lot of people have been asking me what I think about the Jimmy Kimmel suspension, I guess, because the show's not canceled. First of all, I think it might be a bit of convenient timing for ABC, because if Colbert was the best rated show and his got deleted coming up, then it means that probably Kimmel's not making a lot of money for them either, I'm guessing. Okay? So this may be more convenient timing for them. I don't know. Pushback from Sinclair, pushback from Nextstar, pushback from a lot of people. I played the comments. I'm not going to play. I don't have time to play them again. I heard them. I think they were stupid, callous, insensitive, and Kimmel. I don't think anybody was surprised by his comments. It's very much in the vein of what he's said over the years. And I don't believe in punishing somebody for their obnoxious comments. I've told you how many times? I will fight to the death to protect you and your right to say horrible things. Now, there are some nuances here. It is public television, therefore it is based on airwaves lent to them under the FCC licensing power of the United States. You have to show that it's beneficial for the community. Just like teachers, I get the teachers issue, because if teachers can't be trusted to mold the minds of the youth, then maybe their comments on social media should jeopardize their job. That's different than somebody at a steak place, frankly. You can hold me accountable for my words. My product, my words are my product. And so you can judge me if you want to protest me, boycott me, change the channel. That's your right. Okay, it's fine. Okay, it fits. Jimmy Kimmel, it sort of fits. But, man, do you want them coming for you? Do you want them coming for people on the right? You know, do you want them coming for the people who say the offensive things when the tide turns and somebody else is in power? I don't. I want comedians who offend. I want art that offends. I want, you know, radio and TV and movies and talk show hosts who offend. Should they apologize and be better? Yes. But should they be protected when they don't? Yes.
I'm Therese Crowley. More bagpipes for President Trump. Meeting Britain's Prime Minister Keir Starmer at his Chequers country residence after a warm toast with King Charles at last night's Windsor Castle state dinner. Starmer and Trump struck an energy deal for Britain to build 12 advanced nuclear reactors. President Trump congratulating ABC for having the courage to take Jimmy Kimmel off the air. After hundreds of stations pulled his late-night show, Kimmel claimed Charlie Kirk's assassin was one of MAGA's own, charging documents clearly show otherwise. Vice President J.D. Vance talks to Fox about people being fired for celebrating the assassination.
The First Amendment protects a lot of very ugly speech, but if you celebrate Charlie Kirk's death, you should not be protected from being fired for being a disgusting person.
America is listening to Fox News.
Good morning, 8:31 at News Radio 92.3. I'm David Wayne. Sunshine, we've got 75 degrees right now in Pensacola. We'll get to our forecast with Brooke Richardson in just a few minutes. An investigation continuing today after a teenager was shot several times last night. This is while he was reportedly attempting to break up a fight. And this happened on Kramer Street and Untrainer Avenue in Escambia County. The teen, another man, and a woman were in a vehicle when a suspect reportedly approached, began hitting the other man in the vehicle. The teen was trying to break up that fight, and that's when deputies say he was shot by the suspect multiple times. The suspect then fled the scene. Investigators did have a name, and they are looking for him. They reportedly have the identity of that suspect, but the name has not publicly been released. Right now, there's no word on the condition of the victim. The Waterfront Rescue Mission is adding kennels to its property. The County Board of Adjustment has already approved the mission's plan to create a space where people experiencing homelessness can also bring their pets with them. Currently, there's no shelters in the area that are able to accommodate both individuals and their animals, which may discourage some from seeking help. The new kennels will have the capacity to hold up to 16 dogs, with the possibility of accepting cats as well. The climate-controlled shelter will be designed like a mobile home for animals. The project is still in its early stages. There's no specific timeline yet. Officials do estimate startup costs could exceed $160,000. Well, a drug trafficking operation in Okaloosa County has been dismantled. This is after a multi-year investigation by the Okaloosa Sheriff's Office and the DEA. The organization was responsible for distributing cocaine and fentanyl sourced from Texas. Four individuals, including a correctional officer, LeKendrick Ford Davis, have been arrested for their roles in smuggling the contraband into a state prison. Taj Tariq Tambora Robinson and Rashid Robinson both face serious charges, including conspiracy to distribute cocaine and fentanyl. The investigation has resulted so far in multiple indictments and several drug seizures. Governor DeSantis yesterday unveiling a statue of Benjamin Franklin. This was in Franklin County. He said the state of Florida leads the nation in giving recognition to the founding fathers.
He was taking a huge risk to be agitating for first the redress of grievances, but then ultimately separation from Britain.
And the governor says that while some states removed historical statues, Florida takes the exact opposite stance. The statue unveiling celebrates the signing of the Constitution in 1787. Well, a man that killed three people in Polk County is dead after being executed last night. Florida State Prison announcing the death of David Pittman. The 63-year-old was executed for stabbing a couple and their adult daughter to death in Mulberry in 1990. It is the 12th execution of the year in Florida. And it is 8:35 here at News Radio 92.3. Let's get a look at our traffic on the fives with John Pickens.
It's brought to you by Barberry Plumbing. When it's time to call a plumber, call the best of the bay winner, Barberry Plumbing at 477-8782. No new accidents to let you know about. Still seeing some minor delays on I-10 eastbound as you approach the Highway 29 exit through that construction zone. But other than that, things are looking good. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Well, thank you very much, John. Now our Channel 3 forecast with meteorologist Brooke Richardson.
We are going to have a beautiful day today with a high near 89 degrees, mostly sunny skies. Overnight tonight, temperatures dropping near 68. For Friday, mostly sunny skies, high near 89. Friday night, temperatures dropping near 71. Going into Saturday, high near 90 degrees, sunny skies. And by Saturday night, temperatures dropping near 72. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Warning Weather Center.
Thank you very much, Brooke. It is 76 degrees, sunshine in Pensacola. Your next news at 9 and breaking news anytime it happens. I'm David Wayne for News Radio 92.3. And your money now. Prices this morning are mixed at the opening bell. The Dow is down 17 points at 46,001.20. The S&P up about 30 points at 66.30.31. NASDAQ up just under 200 points, 189.73 right now at 22,454.397. 10-year bond rate up at 4.122%. Gold prices down 31.50, 36.86.30. Silver down 18 cents at 41.97. And looks like crypto's up across the board. Bitcoin up just under 2,000 at 117,655 even. Ethereum's up 92 bucks. Solana up about 10 bucks. Dogecoin up just over a tenth of a cent. XRP up by a dime. Critics of the failed brand refresh at Cracker Barrel don't seem to be letting up despite the company's decision to reverse essentially all of their recent changes. A billboard that popped up along I-40 in Tennessee has a logo resembling the one that caused an online backlash for the restaurant chain. Instead of Cracker Barrel lettering, the logo says, "Fire the CEO." Well, shares of StubHub are down. The ticket seller announcing its initial public offering yesterday. Their IPO price late Tuesday was $23.50 per share. Wednesday, StubHub debuted on the New York Stock Exchange. Shares dropped more than 6%, opening at over $25 a share, closing at $22. 8:37, our next news in 30 minutes. We've got breaking news anytime it happens. I'm David Wayne, News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Hi, I'm Billy Anderson with Anderson Subaru. The men and women here at Anderson Subaru are committed to the Subaru Love Promise, a promise between us and our communities, a promise to make the Gulf Coast a better place to live, to work, and to play. And we're proud of what we've accomplished. From our ongoing support of the Pensacola Breast Cancer Association and Ascension Sacred Heart to volunteering with Feeding the Gulf Coast, we've conducted clothing drives for Loaves and Fishes and charity auctions for Gulf Coast Kids House, and we support Sherwood Elementary School in multiple ways. We're committed to the pets in our communities, too, by supporting dog adoption events with Phoenix Rising Rescue, Barktoberfest with Pensacola Humane Society, and Potty Gras with Wolfgang Park and Brews. And the love continues. Through donations, volunteering, and monetary support, Anderson Subaru is making a difference in the lives of our neighbors and our community. The Subaru Love Promise. That's a promise we intend to keep. At Anderson Subaru, Highway 29, just north of Carr City, Pensacola, online at AndersonSubaru.com.
Anderson's got a Subaru for you.
Hey, this is Dr. Ben McMillan. I do a show on the Pensacola Expert Panel. We talk about your health problems.
Let me educate you about the Activator Method of Adjusting, which offers a safe and effective alternative to traditional manual adjustments. So whether you've been hurt in a car accident or been suffering from back or neck pain, chiropractic care could be your solution and not just a temporary fix.
The Neal Clinic, tomorrow morning at 9:30 on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
Text or call with your questions. 850-437-1620.
Are you looking for the best news and talk radio in Pensacola? Then tune in to News Radio Pensacola. We're your source for the latest news, weather, and traffic, as well as in-depth interviews with local and national leaders. We also have the best talk radio lineup in town, with hosts that are passionate about the issues that matter to you. So whether you're looking to stay informed or just want to hear some great conversation, News Radio Pensacola is the place for you. News Radio Pensacola. Informative, local, dependable.
Everybody was kung fu fighting.
I admire your deductive processes.
Ooh, yeah. I'm gonna have to go ahead and sort of disagree with you there.
Oh, idiot!
Food fight!
Gentlemen, you can't fight in here. This is the war room.
This conversation can serve no purpose anymore. Goodbye.
All right, John. This is the time when we hurt each other a little bit. You ready?
It depends.
It's National Cheeseburger Day.
No, don't. Really? And you didn't even bring breakfast.
And you and I are both so hungry right now.
Oh, I know.
So here goes. 437-1620, the frivolous topic of the day. I was looking over some of the other topics I had, and I thought, no, we're doing it. I don't care. Here's the question.
Thanks.
Yeah, you know, you're welcome. Okay. Here's the question. Nothing else on the burger other than cheese. What kind of cheese? Or if you want to be weird, I mean, if you want to have a different opinion.
No judgment.
Yeah. No, I mean, this is 100% a judgment space. That's the, you know, the whole point of the frivolous topic is that we can judge and be rude and be mean and be condescending in a way that we know doesn't matter because mm-hmm. it's all irrelevant stuff, okay?
It matters to me.
Oh, you're such a gentle aww. Soul. Aww.
John needs another mental health day.
Yes.
he needs a mental health frivolous day, frivolous topic day. Okay, so it's National Cheeseburger Day. And again, I don't want to know about your bacon. I don't want to know about your ham. I don't want to know about your lentils or your greens, your barbecue sauce, your mushrooms, your pickles. I don't want to know about any of that. I just want bun, meat, and then no cheese or cheese. And if cheese, what kind of cheese? And obviously the answer is cheese. Okay, so, but you know, if you want to, I always like it when people show what they don't know, so that's fine. Okay, 437-1620, John, yes. Cheese or no cheese?
Oh, cheese,
good
baby.
Boy. All right, what kind of cheese?
Well, I mean,
don't start with
if you know
don't
me.
Don't start me with an asterisk.
Well, I mean, you know, but anywhere I could get it, I try to get Swiss cheese.
Swiss
oh,
cheese.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah. So it yeah. puts a different flavor
it
on.
Is. It is. Okay. All right. And I've already set this game up so it's difficult, but typically a Swiss cheese would come with a mushrooms, a mayonnaise, or
yeah,
something.
We
but
don't
you
do
just
mushrooms.
Do yeah. naked Swiss on naked burger.
Well, that's what you said the contest was.
Yeah, okay.
Okay,
right.
I mean,
I don't think I've ever had I don't think I've ever had a straight just Swiss cheese burger.
Do you have to use a second piece because it has holes in it?
Yes, to cover up the one that I always complain about that. And I'm like, where's my second piece?
Okay, I'm going to pause this one for just a moment because can we just get a universal amen consensus on if a burger is going to have a topping,
mm-hmm.
the topping ought to be present in every bite.
Yes.
Correct.
Okay.
Amen.
I mean,
we're with
duh.
You, 1,000%.
Yeah.
Totally
you
agree.
Know, we're going to put one pickle on this burger. What? Why do you tease me like that? No, so yeah, I agree with your cheese strategy. Of course, then you run into the problem that some bites are going to have a little more than mm-hmm. letters because they've got
I
the
know.
Whole, not the whole. But okay.
It's a whole nother.
Still, let's just, you know, bite efficiency and coefficients of the square root of the surface area. We'll be fine.
We'll
okay?
throw in a second piece just because we can.
Thank you.
And by the way, you're right. The cheese should be thick enough to mm-hmm. taste the cheese. Some people put like a slice of cheese. I'm like, what are you doing?
Yeah, that's
do you even understand the game?
Correct.
Okay.
Correct.
So Meg, 437-1620, Meg, cheese, no cheese. What kind of cheese?
Definitely cheese.
Thank you.
American
oh,
cheddar
what?
Cheese.
American. Why?
Yes. Because I like Kraft American cheddar cheese slices on my
that's
burger.
A government cheese back
it's,
in the day.
It's like the Reader's Digest cartoons of comic strips. It's
harsh.
Just the worst.
No, I love
there's
that.
There's nothing there.
I mean,
no flavor.
Yes, it does. It's so good. I mean, and a second would be cheddar, but to me, that's kind of the same thing.
It's
but.
The flavor equivalent of a G-rated cheese. It's just got nothing.
Who
for government-rated cheese.
Who knew?
I want something that's going to attack my taste buds and say, hey, I'm here. And American cheese is like, excuse me, sir. Could
but
I?
It's so American. It's so traditional. It is what a cheeseburger in paradise is.
All right. Well, fine. 437-1620. I'm going to restrain myself for the moment. I'm not going to give you my answer. I
know.
I know.
Come on.
I get to relax for a second.
Bear with me. I'll give you my answer in a minute because I just want to see what the listeners say. 437-1620. All right. Let's see. Adana says blue cheese. Oh, my people.
Oh,
and by the way, the crumbles are okay. The crumbles do melt a little bit better, but even a nice, like, thick slice of blue cheese melted on top. It's exhilarating just to think about. Now, I will also add, you know, prosciutto, mushrooms, other stuff, but no. Just blue cheese. Like, you ever had a blue cheese steak?
No. I don't like blue cheese because
it
smells
like
spoiled to me.
It is spoiled.
It smells spoiled.
We've now found the root of the American cheese affection. So I'm over here drinking my, my Imperial IPA at 10% alcohol average
you didn't bring
content.
Any.
And Meg is like, you know, she's milking her Keystone Light, I think is the... flavor-wise.
That's not true. You asked for about a burger with nothing
what
else
kind of,
on it.
What kind of beer do you drink?
Well, there's a funny question. I don't.
What kind of wine do you drink? I bet it's white wine. I bet it's...
Well, when I did drink, which I don't anymore,
okay,
right?
Yeah,
so kind of all bad right, category enough. For yeah. me. However, I liked a good Cabernet Sauvignon.
Oh!
I mean, there's... Yeah,
71? Did you say 71?
No, Sauvignon.
Oh, okay. I thought you said 71. I was like... You have stuff from 71.
You overshot John's vocabulary for a second.
Sorry.
Way over, right, bro.
437-1620. John Pickens. 7 what? Has got traffic on the fives.
That's right. No accidents to report to you right now. I-10, I-1, 10, Highway 90, 98 are all looking good this morning. I'm John Pickens. Use your traffic on the fives.
Son, what'd you call my mother?
I was all like 71.
If you need to buy that next vehicle, Frontier Motors, great selection, good quality cars. About 300 on the lot. Good prices, you know, cars that are 1, 2, 3, maybe 4 years old, but, you know, low miles, great condition, A quality. I say that, and what I mean is they're not going to buy junkers, okay? When you buy a car from them, it's like getting a new car. It just isn't a new car, okay? 1, maybe 2 owners, they're going to warranty it to 100,000 miles or 10 years. And, you know, like our car we got was a year old with 12,000 miles. They bought it in Orlando off of the Honda dealer down there who, you know, they got a pre-owned certified, came back to them. They couldn't sell it, 90 days, zip-zop, out the door to an auction to us. And, man, what a great find, great price. We were just looking to test drive a car, and we couldn't say no to the price. It was exactly the car we wanted. We actually called it our unicorn because even finding one, let alone the exact color we wanted, so we bought it, and it was easy. And then they followed up with us afterwards, 6 months and a year later. Everything okay? Yeah. Why are you calling me, weirdos? No, because we want to make sure that you're happy. And then they replaced a key because it was broken a year later. Like, what? Who does that? Well, Frontier, they want you to have a great car. Serving the Pensacola community for more than 25 years, right behind the Big Buffalo on Beverly Parkway. Be sure to tell them Andrew McKay says hi. All right, back to the question of the day, which is, it's National Cheeseburger Day, so we're all super hungry.
Yes, thank you.
Thanks.
And when we make a burger, we have bun and we have the meat, and then we have, presumably if you're a normal person, you have a cheese. Because if you say no cheese, I just don't know what to think about you. But the question is, what cheese? And here we've already found a schism here in the station. Where Meg likes American. John likes Swiss. Oh, David Wayne wants to weigh in.
Wait,
you look like you've got eager eyes over there, David.
Oh, well, sure, I will if you'd like.
No, if you don't want to, it's not fine. We don't need it.
My, well, okay.
Please, David, shared.
I know what I'm not wanted.
Don't let him do that
you?
To you. Don't you dare. What do you like, David?
My favorite is smoked Gouda.
Oh, Gouda is very good.
That is good.
It's very Gouda.
My one place I would slightly differ with you is I would throw the blue cheese on the burger and I'd just eat the Gouda straight because the Gouda straight is so good.
But what do you do about the crumbles?
Of the?
Blue cheese.
What do you mean about them?
When they crumble, when you put it on a burger, don't they just fall out when you pick it up?
Well, some do, but if they melt on in place, then you've done it right.
Oh, I see.
You got to broil them a little bit, or you know, you do got to melt them. I prefer to melt them.
Thank you for that clarification.
You bet.
Yes.
Even,
thank you.
Have you ever had feta on a burger?
No, I love feta. No.
Feta on a burger. I've had a Mediterranean
mm-hmm,
burger.
Those
you
are
can
good.
Put cucumbers and pretend it's like a gyro, but it's not.
Mediterranean
They're
burger.
They're really good. Yeah. Mm-hmm. 437-1620. Somebody says, only cheddar, never American. That's my other cheese.
Okay, cheddar.
Cheddar.
Yeah.
Strong, sharp. Sharpest cheddar you can find.
I agree.
Yes. Yeah,
I like sharp cheddar.
Sharp cheddar or
blue
cheese. Somebody says blue. Somebody says like Monterey Jack and also
good.
Cheddar. Somebody says pepper jack. All right. Swiss. You got a Swiss supporter for you.
That's right.
Ironically,
thank you.
Not the neutral answer.
What? Neutral.
Come on, John.
Okay. Well, I'm trying to look at traffic things over here,
Swiss,
and then you say neutral.
Where does Swiss cheese come from? Do you get it yet?
Yeah.
Okay.
Just moving forward.
Somebody says pepper jack.
Oh, my gosh.
Somebody says, sorry to disagree. Oh, no. Never apologize for being wrong. Sorry to disagree. No cheese, but if I have to, American cheese. Cheese is a get to, not a have to, but okay, you know, you're welcome here. I mean, we might make fun of you, but you're still welcome. 437-1620. Let's see. Well, if it's National Cheeseburger Day, it has to have cheese. There is no cheese on Cheeseburger Day. There is no cheese on Cheeseburger Day. American cheese. I'm not sure what that means, but American cheese. Fried jalapeno cheese disc.
Ooh.
Oh, Bubba's has a burger like that. Bubba's has good burgers.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. Gouda, and there's too many holes in that theory. Probably talking about the Swiss cheese. yeah.
Good, that's a good one.
Let's see. Pepper jack or cheddar. All right. Very good. Very good. Let's see. Nothing beats a good mushroom and Swiss burger. All right. I've made the rule you can't add anything else. Let's see. Pepper jack with jalapenos. Oh, jalapenos are good. Yes, cheese. Pepper jack. Boar's head horseradish cheddar.
Ooh.
Too weird.
That sounds good.
It does, but it's
yeah,
a little
that sounds
weird.
Good.
American cheese is the same as putting a piece of plastic on your burger. And
oh.
Sometimes if you forget to remove the plastic, you've done both. let's see. Pepper jack. Yeah, pepper jack is a good cheese. No cheese. My dad used to slice Cabot extra sharp cheddar onto burgers, and I never liked the extra sharp taste. Oh, that is so good, though. Now I really want that. Colby Jack. Shaved Parmesan. Oh, that's an interesting
Ooh,
answer.
That is very interesting.
You gotta. That's a tough one because if it's shaved, then it's thin enough because if it's thick, it's hard to bite because it's so, you know, mm-hmm. High tensile. I don't know what the word I want is.
Dense.
Tough. Dense. There you go. Let's see. Cheddar infused in the meat. Oh, my sons like to make inside the burger. You know,
oh,
they
yeah,
like to stuff
good.
The burger.
Mm-hmm.
Pimento cheese, sharp cheddar. Okay. Mix blue cheese with mayonnaise and make a spread. It keeps the crumbles from falling out. Oh, that's smart. Oh. But then you got to, when you burn it. Okay. I'm going to tell you, this is going to make me a lot of enemies.
Uh-oh.
It's been a day. Okay, but this is gonna make me enemies, and I'm just gonna have to live with that shame. I dare you to try it before you knock it. Try a burger sometime, just a good seasoned, seared, grilled burger with cheese of your choice, whatever it is. I do not care. Any cheese that makes you happy. No other toppings and no bun. Do it like you're eating a steak, like a hamburger steak.
Mm-hmm.
And just notice that the flavor is better. I am very firmly of the opinion that though bread is good for texture and presentation and filling you up, bread dilutes the flavor. The burger, a good burger with good cheese, is fantastic all on its own. Hate mail to Andrew at NewsRadio 92.
Isn't that called a hamburger steak?
I just said that.
I know, but... Okay, anyway. You have exhausted me today. I'm going straight home to take a nap.
By the way, a corollary, if you do smash burgers, smash burgers with cheese and nothing else, just eat them as if they're really thin hamburger steaks. Ugh, super good.
There are a lot of questions about roof replacement in the news lately. Like insurance companies demanding replacement before they cancel coverage, to companies not doing the job they said they were going to do. Make sure you tune into the Pensacola Expert Panel today, as Quality Roofing Solutions will answer your questions. Find out what makes Quality Roofing Solutions the premier contractor in Florida today at 9 on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
text or call with your questions. 850-437-1620.
Hi, I'm Mansfield Coe from Pensacola Hardware. We are your best local and regional resource for industrial construction and hardware supplies. Daily, we meet the needs of Pensacola's construction companies, providing superb knowledge and code-compliant products. We specialize in concrete and masonry tools, fall protection products, and tools and supplies for the HVAC, mechanical, plumbing, electrical, and glass trades. Give us the opportunity to show you why we are Pensacola's oldest and best hardware and construction supply company. Pensacola Hardware, 20 East Gregory Street, downtown.
Join Stephen Schmidt, Marine Service Technology Instructor at Georgetown Technical College on the Pensacola Expert Panel tomorrow at 10 a.m. Key Marine Center is sponsoring the show. When Key Marine needs to hire Marine Service Technicians, they hire students from Georgetown Technical College. It's a dream team, so join them tomorrow at 10 a.m. on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Start your mornings off informed with all things Pensacola on the Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
What we're looking for is an Eddie Murphy type.
Oh, we got people talking to me about smash burgers with feta. No bun, it's fine, but it's not a burger. I've done just the meat and the cheese. John is right. A hamburger needs a bun. And somebody else, a very wise person, says, I agree with your naked burger and cheese. Who needs bread? 4-3. See, it's very keto. It's very, lose weighty, protein centric. 8:55 on News Radio 92.3. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News. John Pickens has got traffic on the fives. John?
Called a hamburger steak. All right. No accidents to report to you right now. Traffic is flowing smoothly on I-10, I-110, Highway 90, 98. Highway 29, you name it, it's looking good. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the five.
Andrew McKay.
Boulevard, yes.
You name it.
No, the Andrew McKay good. Way.
Ooh.
No. Got a ring no, I don't to want it. It. I don't want it. I don't want it.
We can do it right out here in Plantation. Rename it.
Wow.
Okay, so if you're thinking about buying a home, since we're talking about that, if you're thinking about selling a home, doing a real estate transaction, picking up an investment property, a short-term, long-term rental, a fix and flip, or whatever, you're empty nesters and you want to downsize, or you even want to get rid of a house entirely and go to a condo, or you're, growing a family, or you want to get your first home. Man, I think about buying our first home and all the stuff we did not know and how having somebody like Christina Leavenworth to help us through that process and answer questions and give us the confidence that she really knew everything she was doing right, because sometimes you learn by watching a real estate agent maybe not do everything right. Not saying it's happened to us. Anyway, Christina and her folks at Levin Rinke Realty are great at this. They sold 165 homes last year. That means they average about four a week. Every week, week after week. That experience gives them knowledge. They've solved the problems. They've avoided the problems. They've staged it, photographed it, priced it, negotiated it. They know what's normal. Oh, just across the board. Give her a call. And even if you're not sure, like you're just thinking about it, especially if you're like in the military. She has a lot of change of station homes, okay? She knows. She's worked with it. 786-3996 for Christina Leavenworth and her team at Levin Rinke Realty. All right. I have something completely different. It's like a Monty Python topic. You ready for this, John?
No, I was going to sleep.
Oh.
Okay, go ahead.
We can talk more about
first.
Jimmy Kimmel and the First Amendment and censorship.
No, let's do yours. go ahead.
Yeah. The Toy Hall of Fame finalists are out.
Really?
Every year.
Slinky?
I feel like this is the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame conversation, just in different clothing, in which you can argue about who should or shouldn't be, what is and isn't rock. And a lot of times the shock is, that's not already in, that kind of thing.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so we have the Toy Hall of Fame finalists. There are 12 of them. And, we'll do that. Okay. Battleship, the game.
Yes.
Yes.
Is not in.
Oh.
What?
That's a finalist for this year to be added.
Oh, boy.
You sank my battleship.
I know
mm-hmm.
you.
Have you seen? No, I won't talk about that.
Okay.
Have you seen Door Punch Battleship? It's a stupid video I've seen online where people draw a grid on a door and you'd have to stand on the other side and they punch the...
No, sir.
No.
Not
no,
my
sir.
Game.
That one.
Not into that game. Settlers of Catan. I don't think it's been around enough yet. I don't know if Ticket to Ride is in, but that'd be the better one anyway. So I'm a lover of board games, don't get me wrong. But the Euro games aren't old enough yet to be considered Hall of Fame games. Connect Four. is not in. Surprises me. Okay. Cornhole.
Oh.
Marginal call, because ESPN wants me to believe it's a sport.
Okay.
And not to body shame cornhole pros.
Oh, easy. Easy. Easy, big dog.
Not sure that's a sport. Furby, the scooter, slime. I'm going to come back to that one. Spirograph. Oh, don't get me started on Spirograph.
Gosh, I had one of those.
Oh, this is a wicked instrument of the devil, Spirograph. Star Wars lightsabers, tickle me, Elmo. Trivial Pursuit, great game. Weird that it's not already in after all these years. This is the one that caught me sideways. You ready for this? They want to put, maybe, a considered toy is snow.
What?
What?
Well, it's snow, because you make forts and snowballs and snowmen, and it's like Play-Doh. If Play-Doh is a toy, then snow is his toy. You know, they sometimes have these odd ones that are, like, natural items, but that, like, you know, the rock or something. I don't know.
Let's just play that in a museum.
I probably wouldn't have snow in the toy museum in Pensacola unless it was last year. First time ever.
Listen on air at 92.3.